Exercise 2, page 74.
Tsunami disaster. A ship carrying 350 tons of rice, water, tinned fish and other supplies arrived at Nias, Indonesia today, and we have already started distributing food to the people. Unfortunately, cracked roads and collapsed bridges are making it very difficult. In the meantime, we keep searching for more survivors. In the early hours of Thursday, we managed to find a 13-year-old girl who was still alive. She had been buried underneath a 5-story building for 52 hours. Jason.
I was lying on the beach sunbathing when I suddenly noticed huge waves. Before I knew it, the water had reached me. I started to run, but I couldn't, because the water was up to my knees. People around me were screaming. A few seconds later, I was under the water. Pieces of wood were hitting me. Luckily, a man who was on a palm tree pulled me out of the water onto the tree. After a few hours, we were rescued by some local men and taken to the hospital. Bill.
At the hotel, my colleagues and I were helping injured people. We gave them emergency first aid before they were taken to hospital. Some of the injuries we had to treat were quite horrific. The streets outside were littered with fallen palm trees and huge pieces of wood and metal. Sue.
An earthquake that occurred at 7:59 local time under the Indian Ocean generated the biggest tsunami the world has seen in the last 40 years. The massive waves have killed over 10,000 people in southern Asia. Thousands have lost their homes. This must be one of the worst natural disasters in recent history. Alex.